This is The Kickoff
with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
It's Fan Friday time, of course. Only Everton in action this weekend, so they take centre stage. Let's have a chat with Mickey the Blue. Morning, Mickey.
Morning, Steve. Are you well?
Yeah, good, thank you, pal. For Evertonians, the target's got to be a trophy this season. It still exists, that target. How important is this game?
Really important, Steve. Obviously, our league form has been really, really poor. Terrible performance, really. Last week against Southampton, devoid of any kind of performance, really. And mentally, I think we struggled as well. Because I think, obviously, I think the Saints would have went into that game hoping for a point. And seeing how bad we are, I think probably being inspired by our lack of performance and went on and took the 3 points. So it looks like now, you know, obviously a good cup run is literally all that's left for the Blues. So it's really, really important that we go to this tricky tie down at the Den, which is going to be a bit of a bear pit, isn't it? So I think we're going to need strong heads, strong mentality. And for me, I'd bring a couple of the old boys back in. I'd be looking at bringing Bainesy back in and maybe James McCarthy.
Fighters. Sharpie's mentioned this. Lack of fighters, lack of people with great mentality in the Everton side.
Definitely. You know, you can see it. It's, you know, once we go 1-0 down, then heads go down. And if that's not what you want. You know, you want people to be... You know, when you're in the trenches, you want people there to have your back, and that's what it looks like. It looks like that they haven't actually got each other's backs, and it looks like they don't care as well, which is, you know, the fans can take a defeat, but they can't take a lack of performance. And, you know, if at the moment, I think that's what it's showing. And it's a big job that Marco Silva's got on his hands, you know, because there's so many different players from so many different managers that are still there at the club. He has got to be given time, you know, he's got to be given a couple of transfer windows to get his own players in. But what he's got to work with at the moment. So, it's going to be difficult to turn around.
So you'd change a few places in that team, would you? You wouldn't change your keeper, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And I know that he's come in for a little bit of stick, you know, obviously with the Din Your Own goal last week. But Jordan Pickford has dragged us out of, you know, so much, as you can imagine, over the first sort of part of this season that... it's certainly something that I wouldn't be called into question. Is he's one of the ones who I think has got a strong mentality, and he'd certainly be my keeper between the sticks.
Who is it in the side, do you think, that acts as the leader at the moment?
There's no leaders, is there, Steve? You know, it's one of them that it's, I think they're all looking around at each other for leadership. I was one of those that was calling for Leighton Baines, was calling for Seamus Coleman, should say, to be captain, because he did show all the leadership qualities. I think it's a little bit of a noose around his neck at the moment because he hasn't been playing well. He hasn't really been in ref's faces when we need him to be. So I would go back, as I say, I'd go back old school. Now, I know Leighton Baines is one of my favourite players, but he is a little bit passive as well on the football pitch. And sometimes you've got to be a little bit nasty and you've got to be in ref's faces and you've got to be in referees' heads. I'm really, really struggling at the moment. I wouldn't mind looking at Jordan Pickford, you know, as a guy. I'm not usually one to have to pick that. Yeah, you know, because he's loud, he is a voice, and he does seem to sort of, you know, it matters to him, and I think that's what fans want to see. They want to see someone who's there that, you know, where results matter. So, you know, he's certainly a future captain for me at Everton is Jordan Pickford.
And how much is the manager feeling the strain at the moment?
Well, if you look at the betting market, Steve, I think he's second in line, isn't he, to get the hook just behind the lad from Leicester. So, which is really, really strange. I think, you know, you've got to really calm down. He's been here, you know, for half a season. And as I've said before, you know, he's got all the other managers' players. Yes, he's not completely blameless because some of the decisions that he's made, especially as substitutes for me, have looked a bit strange. You know, like, sort of, he doesn't seem to have a plan B. He just seems to sort of, when things are going bad, he just decides to... or whoever's playing up front and throw a couple of big fellas up front and launch it, which is not what we want to see. We want to see maybe a change of shape or, you know, something different. So he's not completely blameless, but he's got to be given a couple of transfer windows, Steve. He's got to have his own players in, because obviously it's not so much... He likes players to press and push, and I think the players that we've got there have got such a lack of desire that it'll be different, as I say, in a couple of... you're probably going to have to give him a couple of transfer windows to get his own players in.
You're not painting a great picture. Of course, Yannick Bolasie came back in the past 7 days, but it seems from the comments made by Marco Silva yesterday that he's quite open to seeing him go out to another club.
I think think so, mate. I think he's been really unlucky. And Yannick Bolasie, I think, you know, before he come to Everton, he was, you know, he was brilliant at Crystal Palace. He didn't, you know, he terrified defences up and down the league. But obviously, he come to Goodison, struggled at first, and then he's got that horrendous injury, where he was out for like 12 months, and he just has not been the same player since. You know, he's a player that relies on pace, and it's gone. You can see his legs have completely shot, and it's a pity for him. So hopefully that he'll come back. I think that's what's happened. I think maybe his agents had word that someone's going to come in for maybe a nice big money move to China or something. Oh, but then again, he might go back to his home club team, Crystal Palace, and a nice straight swap for Wan-Bissaka would be nice.
Everyone wants the China move. 5:30 at the Den. This was raised yesterday on the Legends. It's a weird kickoff time against a team that are maybe a little bit notorious for their fans being a little bit too excessive. To send Evertonians down. I know they don't particularly care, do they, those who do the fixtures, but it's not the greatest kickoff. You would have thought they'd have had a 3 p.m. or a midday.
No, it's really, really strange. And the coaches are leaving as well, Steve, which is a weird one. Coaches are leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning. So you're looking at getting there maybe half 1, 2 o'clock and dropping them at Bermondsey. And then it's literally one of them where you just have to, you know, fend for yourself. I think I'd be making sure I'd be wearing comfortable trainers if I was going down there.
Good lad. Mickey, what's going to happen? What's the score?
Oh, do you know what, Steve? I'd bite your hand off, mate, for a 1-1 draw and bring them back to Goodison and then put the tie to bed.
Oh, that says a lot about where your mind is at the moment, Mickey.
Thank you,
see you, pal.
See you, mate.
Let's talk about the Reds with Jay. And, of course, they've had a week of rest, which most teams would absolutely love. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Steve. You all right?
Yeah, thank you, pal. This should have refreshed them, shouldn't it?
Yeah, they've been warm weather training, haven't they, in Dubai? I believe they're back now, though, aren't they, I think. So, you know, hopefully it will recharge the batteries a little bit and, you know, focusing on the next game now against Leicester next week.
I mean, essentially, there can be no excuses from this point on. Not that they would make excuses, but, you know, when you get that sort of rest at this period in the season, it's a blessing.
Yeah, of course, you know, there's talk, isn't there, about the winter break in the Premier League and stuff, so we've had our own little mini one now, really, haven't we? So no excuses at all going into this next game against Leicester, and yeah, we've got a few issues still, but hopefully we'll have a few of the injured players coming back. The only problem is, obviously, Milner got sent off, didn't he, against Crystal Palace, so he filled in at right back, but he's unavailable for this next game now, so that is a little bit of an issue. Hopefully Trent will be back, but if he isn't, there's, you know, maybe Fabinho, but he went off injured as well, didn't he, against Crystal Palace. But like I say, the rest of them have recharged their batteries now, so there's no excuses at all.
Is your understanding that Fabinho should be fit enough to play next Wednesday?
Yeah, there was talk yesterday that, you know, he's back in light training, so, I mean, there's a couple of days yet, isn't he, before we play next Wednesday, so really, hopefully he should be okay. If he isn't okay, then maybe we'll have to look at someone like Hoover or Camacho to play at right back, which isn't ideal, but, you know, thankfully the game's at Anfield, so we should be okay.
Okay. We had a great conversation on the Radio City Legends last night about what could be achievable this season from this point on. Some fans seeming to think that Liverpool should be thinking they can win both competitions they're still in, the Premier League and the Champions League. Is that a bit too much of an ask, or are you in the camp that believes that's totally achievable?
I think we could achieve it because we went out early in the League Cup and obviously we've gone out early in the FA Cup, so there's no reason why this group of players, this squad, shouldn't be able to challenge on two fronts now, between now and May. But like I say, the Champions League's just going to be a bonus now for me because it's all about winning the Premier League. It's been so long since we last won it. That's the holy grail, that's what we all want as fans. But, you know, we could slip in the back door, couldn't we, in the Champions League, because everyone's talking about this, it's all about the Premier League, but, you know, we've got Bayern Munich next. Who knows, if we get past them, all of a sudden you're in a quarter-final stage, so you never know. I think hopefully we get a few injury players back, so, you know, we could move on in both competitions, there's no doubt about that.
Of course, as players, I don't think you prioritise if you're on the field. You know, when they're playing those Champions League matches, they're going to be absolutely desperate to do their best.
Well, that's it. You know, some players, you know, join your club because they want to play Champions League football. So, you know, Liverpool as players, as a club and everything else, they're not going to just prioritise the Premier League over the Champions League because, if anything, we've prioritised the Premier League and the Champions League over the FA Cup, haven't we? So, you know, it's all about winning trophies at the end of the day, and Liverpool have struggled to do it over the last couple of years. So, you know, you can't just like rest on your laurels and think, oh yeah, let's throw all the eggs in the basket of the Premier League. Of course we're going to try in the Champions League, and it's a massive tie to glamour tie playing by a Munich, and I don't think they're the team that they used to be. So, you know, there's no reason why Liverpool can't beat them over two legs.
Really interesting piece by Paul Joyce in the Times today. He's talking about the amount of money that Liverpool have spent to make sure the nucleus of the squad is kept intact. So, eight players: Firmino, Salah, Mane, Henderson, Gomez, Robertson, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Rian Brewster. They've all signed new contracts, and these are contracts that run to 2023, 2024. And he goes on to say how Klopp has spoken about the squad being complete, which Paul says raises the prospect that the Merseyside club will not spend heavily this summer. Now, that's an interesting take on things. Does Klopp feel his squad is virtually complete?
Well, I think obviously getting all them players on, you know, long-term contracts, it's the foundations are in place, aren't they? But there's obviously a few tweaks here and there that we need. And, you know, you're looking at the forward area, and it seems to me like the likes of Sturridge and Origi are going to leave in the summer. So if that's the case, we obviously need another forward. I know Rian Brewster's coming through the ranks. He's a young kid. There's a massive prospect, isn't he? Obviously, the young kid, Bobby Duncan as well, is another future prospect. But they're too young, really, aren't they? Firmino got a long-term injury. You'd be struggling a little bit. I know Salah's played up front this season as well at times in the system, when we've changed the system for a 4-2-3-1. But I do think we need another forward. And, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, you're looking now, we're all complaining about the right-back situation, aren't we? And Alberto Moreno looks like he's going to move on. So we're going to need cover in the full-back areas, aren't we? It's not ideal playing midfield players there. But when it comes to the summertime, I do think we're probably going to make a few signings, but probably not loads, because, as I say, the foundations are in place, aren't they? Hopefully, Naby Keita, after having a season under his belt, will be a little bit better next season. Fabinho's come on leaps and bounds as well. So Liverpool have got a very good squad. There's no two ways about it, but I do think we need to add a few more additions to it.
Jay, have a very restful weekend. Thank you very much, pal.
All the best, Steve. See you next week.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.